Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 5.91, up 11 on the open July, $6 up 10 and a quarter. May wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 5.42, up 10 on the open July, 5.54, up 10 and a quarter. September, 5.81, up 10 and a half. December, 5.99, up 6 and a half on the open. May corn opened at 4.04 and a half, up 7 and a half on the open July, 4.13 and a half, up 6 and 3 quarters. December, 4.34 and a half, up 6 and 3 quarters. March of 2010, 4.45 and a half, up 7. May, 4.53 and a quarter, up 6 and 3 quarters, and December of 2010, 4.48 and a quarter, up 4 and a half on the open. May soybeans open at 10.23, up 17 on the open. July 10.24, up 22 and a half. September 9.56 and a half, up 15 and a half. November 9.34, up 18. January of 2010, 9.37, up 14 and a half. March, 9.45, up 15 and 3 quarters. May, 9.45, up 12 on the open. May soybean meal open at 3.18, up 5.70 on the open. July, 3.14, up 6.50. May soybean oil open at 35.90, up 91 on the open. July, 36.10, up 83.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
April live cattle opened at 145 to the upside at 87.50. April feeders 98.02 and a half, up 145. April lean hogs 58.40, up 2.5, and May bellies 88.20, up 15 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Last week we talked about some upside pivot points, and it all looks to me like, at least in the soybeans, all those numbers are still in play.
Well, they're in play, but you can see as we're talking, the market has sold off its highs quite a bit in here, so we must be getting a lot of at least some cash movement and some long liquidation activity here going into a three-day weekend.
Well, talk to me about what you think the potential upside targets are, provided, I mean, we've already have new highs for the week. So provided we don't go under the week low, which is yesterday's low on the November at November corn, I'm looking at now 420 and a half. I mean, December corn, 420 and a half, wouldn't we be at least keeping this thing sideways to higher intact?
Well, yeah, corn is struggling. Of course, you know, the strength has been over in the soybeans. We did go down and touch the uptrend line, basically, on this December corn, drawn off the early March lows and then the lows that we had here about a week and a half ago or so. So we are in this sideways type move, but we've got major resistance here in this Dease corn right up against this 440, 445. That's going to be pretty stiff resistance. If you start getting through that, then, you know, then the doors do begin to open up for maybe a move on up into this maybe 470 area, and we'll just have to kind of take 30 cents every move from that point forward.
And essentially from this point forward, after the WASDE report this morning, wouldn't we have to see either weather delays or some outside forces come into the marketplace to push it there?
Well, that would be my guess. And weather delays at this point in time are kind of hard to get the market excited about. Usually, when you look at past years, the market really doesn't really respond to planning delays until you kind of get at least into May. So, we'll have to see what the weather forecast looks like come Monday morning. But the weather maps that I've looked at here this morning says that the second week out in the long-range forecast is a little drier in here. So I think there is some expectations that we might come in here Monday morning, and the weather forecasts for the following week could be a little drier, and we could begin to see some field activity. So I think you have some nervousness at that point.
Turn your attention to the soybeans, which has had an awful nice run off its March lows already. And there was some talk about challenging either the February or January highs. Is either of that in your play in your mindset?
Well, I think that's in play. I mean, you kind of got to use, if you use Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday type consolidation or correction that we had in the market as kind of a measuring point off of the lows that we had here a week and a half ago, you could begin to start talking about a move up, against that January high on the May contract. And the way I got it here is about 1069. So at least that does look like that's in play if we can maintain today's higher closes, if we don't reverse down here today.
What concerns you about this marketplace?
Well, it's real hard to get a market to go up if the planters start rolling. So seasonally, we're kind of at a point here where we could start running out of gas, on price strength. So you have to be a little nervous at that point. The other thing is that I do think that the underlying thought in the market is that we are going to plant more acres than what USDA indicated here a week or so ago on the report. So I do think that for the most part, nobody's too worried about inventory levels getting down to very extremely tight levels. So everybody kind of feels generally comfortable that we will have plenty of inventory as we go forward from here. So there's reasons to be a little worried. The other thing is, of course, outside market activities. That is going to continue to be a volatile situation. And that's going to, throw its influences into the ag commodity complex.
Well, then would you want producers to look at pricing the 15% of their crop, corn and or beans? You tell me which.
Well,
which is not
I don't
under,
know
under
if I
want crop
to get
insurance.
Any specific recommendations, but I do think for the most part, farmers have to, they need to use, I think, this spring price strength or planning price strength here as opportunities to, reduce their exposure in the marketplace, because it wasn't too long ago when we were hoping and praying that we would get a spring rally, and now the spring rally has come a place. So I think, these ought to be opportunities for the farmer to, reduce his vulnerability to the downside as we go forward here over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Play out the scenario after the spring rally is over. What happens in your mindset that point forward, assuming normal crop weather?
Well, if we start talking normal conditions, it'll be very difficult to get this market to move higher during the summer. We have a lot of old crop corn yet to move through the pipeline, so that's going to be a drag, I think, on prices as we go on into June, July, if everything gets planted good and starts looking favorable. Argentina has a ton of beans to move into the world channels. At some point in time, these farmers in Argentina are going to have to move those inventories into the marketplace. So at some point, our export demand for soybeans could fall apart as we go forward. So if we have favorable crop conditions, generally favorable growing conditions as we look forward and as we go into mid-June, the market is going to be very defensive, I think, through July and August.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group, he is in Decatur, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
May corn $3.99 and a quarter, up 2 and a quarter. December $4.31, up 3 and a quarter. May beans $10.17 and a quarter, up 11 and a quarter. November $9.23, up 7. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.